I want to talk today about belonging and becoming, and what that basically means is, for me, it's kind of, I suppose the family part of family on a mission. For me, I've said before that I think church, the role of local church is to do four things. The first is help people to believe in Jesus. Basically, as you know, we know Jesus is just the most inspiring person to follow. He totally changes our lives. Jesus is absolutely everything, and it's our role to help people discover His love. You know, it changes us. He shows us what God is like. Jesus is phenomenal, and so it's our job as a local church to help people believe in Jesus. And as I said before, just want to reiterate the main way that we're doing that. In addition to what we already do, we obviously do great things like Wycombe and River Life and going out on the streets and offering to pray for people. But the main three things we're focusing on this term is first, launching the Messy Church, which starts this coming Saturday. So if you know anyone, any parents of young children or whatever, who wouldn't necessarily want to come to full-on church as it is, but would be up for coming to something like Messy Church, please, please, please take a flyer and invite them to a place where they can come, they can learn about God in a chill that way, build relationships with other Christians and stuff like that. So that's the first thing, Messy Church. Second thing is investing in our youth work and building on that. And the third thing is really just investing in the Alpha course and what Phil and Alison Hopkinson are going to be doing, with just really just pushing and promoting Alpha and Marlow, so that Alpha becomes kind of a thing which is known. And that's all funded by the Marlow Vision Fund. So thank you all who've already given to the Marlow Vision Fund. If you haven't given to it or you haven't heard about it, come speak to me. It's basically a way that you can give to River Church Marlow, and all the money that is raised goes to our outreach in the community. So that's that. The second thing we want to do as local church is to help once people believe in Jesus, it's then to really help people belong to a family. A family that cares for them, a family that supports them, a family where they just feel part of the family. So that's the belong bit. The third thing we want to do as local church is help people to become disciples of Jesus. Once they know Jesus, once they feel loved and cared for by the community, they actually become followers of Christ. And it means that their decisions, their behaviors, their choices, their actions are shaped by Jesus and by the model of Jesus, which is to lift up the poor, to be humble, to operate in signs and wonders. It's the journey for all of us to be disciples of Jesus. And the fourth thing is to help everyone become builders of the kingdom of God, either in our town, in the churches, internationally. We're all to be contributors to building the kingdom of God. So for me, those are like the four kind of main jobs for me as the church leader, is to kind of shape us as a church so that we can become a vessel that facilitates people coming to know Christ, people belonging to a family, people becoming disciples of Jesus, and then people going out and changing the world. So for me, what I'd like to do today is really just talk about the middle two, belonging and becoming. Tim, if we could have the next slide. Oh. He just wants to belong. we all want to belong. It's such a sad picture, isn't it? I'd hope that the ducks kind of turn around and go, "Join us. You're kind of one of us." We all want to belong, either to a family, to a nation, to some kind of club, to some kind of subculture. We all want to kind of have a place where we, where we fit, where we go, this is my group, this is my tribe, this is, my people that I connect to. And for me, the role of church is that actually this is a place where anyone can belong. It's not just a place where, certain clubs, you can only be part of the club if you're a kind of certain kind of person. And actually the role of church is so that everyone can belong. So that's the first thing. This has to be a community where no matter who you are, what your background is, what your economic status is, what your political views are, what your race is, what your sexuality is, whatever, everyone can belong. Because often I think the church goes like this. But Jesus goes like this. Next slide. So for me, I would say that belonging to the family of God, to this church, I would say boils down to three things. And this might not be kind of conclusive. This is what I was just thinking the other day when I was thinking, what it means to be part of kind of the family of God. I would say the first thing, my vision for us as a community, is that everyone is known. And so for me, that just means that everyone's story is known by someone in the building. So what I don't want to see, or what I don't want, is for someone to be knowing that tomorrow they're about to get the sack at work, or tomorrow they're about to get a promotion, and for no one to know that. So the role of us as a community is for everyone to be known by someone. The second thing is that actually within a family, what we're really looking for is not just being knowing stuff about you, but that going further and really developing into friendship and love. And so for me, the second kind of thing that we should want to go for is for everyone just to have, you know, some people in this room that they can call friends, that they can go, you know what, I really love you. And it's impossible for it to be everyone. You know, there's the whole analogy of, you know, bricks in a wall. You know, you can have like a wall with thousands of bricks in, but each brick can only touch six other bricks. You know, we can only be close to a few people. But it's really important that all of us have a few people that we are close to. And the third thing is just contributing to the life of the family. Sorry, just to go back to points one and two. For me, I was going to put kind of pastoral care and support and all that kind of stuff, but actually I think care and support is really important, but that flows out of one and two. It's that pastoral care and support should just flow out of our friendships and love for one another. And thirdly is contributing to the life of the family. So for me, those are three things. When we're talking about kind of family on a mission, what does it mean to belong to a family? I kind of would boil it down to these three things. Next slide. The third thing which we're looking at is becoming a disciple of Jesus. I would say that the role of River Church Marlow is obviously helping people to become disciples. And I would I like the model which was kind of originally set out as part of the Big Year and Ignite syllabus, which is based on the three-legged stool, which is, and Jesus kept increasing in wisdom, stature, and in favor with God and with men. And so that can actually be understood as kind of three main areas of Christian growth for us all as individuals. So the first area is wisdom. Wisdom kind of is theology. It's our understanding of how God works. It's just our, I suppose, just understanding, really, of God and of life, and just growing in that kind of side of things, really. It's very cerebral. It's mental. Our stature is more about, you know, us as people. It's kind of our character. It's what's going on in our hearts, because what's going on in our hearts then affects, you know, our thought life and our behaviors and the way we interact with people and the way that, you know, the choices that we make. So it's kind of like, you know, our character, our integrity, our, you know, doing what we'll say we're going to do, being the same on a Sunday as you are on a Friday night or a Monday morning. That is our stature. So there's that side of things. And then the third side of things is our favor. And that can be seen as kind of our gifting, our anointing, the ability for God to move through us, to impact people's lives, you know, dramatically. And if you see kind of those aspects as kind of three legs of a stool, it is really helpful model, I think, in kind of growing in a healthy way. Because if I grow in like loads and loads of wisdom, and I'm like one of those like theological buffs who's got like 10 theology degrees, but actually like I'm just not very nice to people, you know, what's going on in my heart is really bad, you know, the stature leg is really small, but the wisdom leg is really long, then what's going to happen to that thing? What's going to happen? It falls over. And equally, like, if I'm really, really nice person, you know, I've got like amazing relationship with Jesus, and you know, I'm just, people love to be around me, I make people feel really special, I make really good choices, but actually, like, I've got kind of no favor with God and man, then like potentially my life's not making, you know, as bigger impact as it could be. And equally, then you see people with like a shed load of gifting, a shed load of like anointing and favor. You know, you see it with kind of anointed ministries, say like kind of Todd Bentley, or, you know, who was, to name one from a few years ago, someone who's amazingly anointed, but actually kind of struggling in the character area, and that becomes really dangerous as well. So for me, you know, when I'm thinking about my own life, I have times when I'm kind of going, you know, actually, this is a time where, you know, I just really need to work on my character. You know, I've been really digging into the Bible. I'm really growing in that area, or I'm really growing in my public speaking or praying for people, whatever it is. But actually, you know what? Like, what's going on in my heart at the moment? I'm really struggling, you know, with some things, or I'm really not liking the health of my own soul, or, you know, whatever. For me, it's a really helpful way of going, actually, what do I need to grow in? And we all need to kind of grow in, I would say, we want to try and grow at an even rate, really. So heart stuff, head stuff, and gifting stuff. Is that helpful? And you can see it in other people. You can see, actually, wow, you're so anointed, but if only you just knew a bit, because your theology is like bonkers, you know. And you see it, and actually we kind of need to try and grow in a really kind of in a balanced way. And there's times when we focus on one thing, times when we focus on another, and that's for me is cool. Next slide. So, what words, question, would you say describe us as a church? So, shout it out.
Family.
Family, okay, yeah. That's good. I didn't hear. Welcoming. Love, good.
Youthful.
It's good. Nice.
Relaxed.
Relaxed, it's good. Authentic. Grandpa, you're new, it's your first day. Any thoughts?
Generosity,
that's very good. This is my grandpa and grandma, Nana and grandpa. They pray for me every day. Joe and Marge, respect. No, I am indebted to them. You know, how awesome is it to have people who pray for you every day? That's amazing. So, anything else? Any other words?
Not controlling.
Very good, Linda. I like that one. Worshipping. Very good. Any others?
Inspiring.
Thank you. Appreciate the encouragement. Humble. There really is like no point to this exercise, other than like making ourselves feel good, because basically I have like a really tenuous link to try and explain something which I've just kind of got buzzing around in my head as a little model, which might be of help. Okay, so the word that I would describe us as a church would be. So would anybody like a smoothie? So I've only got one glass, so I'm only going to make one. So first person to come to the front gets their own personalised smoothie right now. Simon. Let's give it up for Simon, everybody. Right, Simon, what would you like in your smoothie today? This is protein, if you want to get muscly. We can have a milk-based smoothie or a juice-based smoothie. We have here the ingredients, blueberries, blackberries, bananas, apples. I'm not sure how good they'll blend.
No, they'll be all right.
Mango.
Yeah, it's a good blender.
Right. Make your decision.
Small amount of banana, because it pervades, doesn't it? Like, no, tiny bit. It's like 2 bits, that's it.
All right.
Right. All the mango.
Yep.
Yeah. Some of those gigantic blackberries.
Some blackberries,
yeah,
is that it?
You didn't pick. Yeah, I'll try the
bit of protein. How is it? Is it good? So I think it's really good to have a blend of different ingredients. Like, say if you just had a smoothie, which was like just a blueberry smoothie every single day, or just a... Yeah, I'm done. Thanks, Simon. Well done. If you had... Say all you could drink was smoothies, so you couldn't chew, then it'd be really, really important that you actually didn't have the same smoothie every day. It'd be, you know, if you just had a blueberry smoothie, although blueberry is superfruit, so I'm not sure. But if you just had like blueberry smoothie every day, then that it just wouldn't. It's not healthy. You'd need a bit of protein. You need some vitamin C. You might need some juice. You might need some dairy. You know, you'd really want to mix it up if you're having to have smoothies every day. And just generally, I think it's good if you're. You know, if you want to be healthy, you have to have like a balanced diet. So, next slide. So, I propose that those things that I just listed, being part of a family, so being known, experiencing friendship and love, contributing to the life of the church, wisdom and understanding, character and our heart life, gifting, anointing, are like ingredients in smoothies, and basically different spaces of our church life are like different smoothies. So let's map some of them out. So say like we're talking about come dine with me, we're talking about church lunches, which I think we should start doing again, we're talking about, you know, those kind of wider spaces where it's just a whole bunch of people just getting together and you just hang out. So People, what ingredients do we think contribute to the social gathering out of those? Friendship and love, that sounds good. Taylor, can we have a bit of green? Right, yeah, so we've got some green. Anything else? Known, definitely, yeah. I would say that, like, say an ad hoc social gathering, say like a you know, come dine with me or something like that, or like a big church Sunday lunch or something like that. Really, the only thing, ingredients that go into those are, you know, being known, friendship and love, really. Any others? Yeah, okay, that's good. I say a little bit of gifting and contributing to, yeah, if you're helping host it, you've got a bit of those two as well. Next kind of church space that we create would be maybe something like our Ignite. So what goes, if you've been doing Ignite or, you know, something like that, what does it kind of, what ingredients are in that? If you don't know what Ignite is basically our Bible school. So yeah, Wisdom and Understanding is quite big on that. So a lot of red, character and heart life, yeah. Gifting, anointing, yeah. That'll do, isn't it? Okay, next, what about being in a small group? So you're definitely known. What else, if you're in a small group, what does that do? Friendship and love, yeah, that's important. So from our experience, you know, these are really important things, you know, being known in friendship and love. So if you're not in a small group, you'd like to be in a small group, please come and speak to me, get in a small group. Okay, yeah, sounds good. So if you're doing a bit of ministry, if you're like leading some of the groups, you grow and wisdom and understanding. I suppose if the group is like one that does Bible studies and you talk about that kind of stuff, then it does, yeah. Sounds good. It's a bit of everything, a small group. What about kind of doing a short course? You know, so say like Colin's Theology of Love that he did last year, the day that we've got coming up on the Art of Hearing God. Wisdom and understanding, friendship and love, to be known. There hasn't been that many that develop the blue one up to this point. What would you say like is the kind of space in our church life which really like develops our characters and our heart life and our stature like as people serving our team? That's good. I would personally would say for me, you can't really develop as a, you know, with your heart life and what's going in your soul life, you know, whether or not you're struggling with stuff or you're struggling with your faith or whatever, necessarily in a small group. Because in a small group, it's kind of slightly, you can be known and you can have friendship and you can kind of have belonging, but you can't necessarily kind of hook into the life, you know, really, I suppose, be honest with where you're at, because sometimes a group is just too big for that. So I would say that small groups are maybe slightly too big for that. What kind of space do you think? Prayer pairs. Nice. I was thinking, like, when preparing this talk, I was thinking maybe we should give everyone a pair. But I was thinking, what you do is triplets or whatever. For me, I think that in River Church in Marlow, there is something that we used to do, which is basically when someone joined the church, everyone would get what was called a personal pastor. And that would be someone who's kind of assigned to you, who you just meet up with, who like kind of looks after you. So, hey, how are you doing? They kind of mentor you. I know that in the Maidenhead congregation, they've recently launched something called peer-to-peer mentoring scheme. And what happens is that one person will just kind of either meet up to just commit to meeting with one of their friends, or they'll kind of come and say to the leadership, hey, I'd love to have a peer-to-peer mentor. And those people will just meet every week or once every 2 weeks and just share with one another, really. It'll kind of, on 1 week, it'll be the one person's turn to be developed, and so the other person will just ask lots of questions. Hey, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? And the other week, it'll be the other person's time to kind of to be developed. And for me personally, I think that's actually quite an exciting, like, you know, concept. Personally, I feel like being on the Marlow leadership team, that is kind of provides a small group space. But actually, what I would really need in my kind of day to day walk with the Lord is actually a couple of mates who I just meet up with on a weekly basis and go, so, you know, what's going on? What's going on in your heart? You know, what's God saying to you at the moment? What can we pray into? And just have that kind of really in depth kind of, you know, you are known, and you're not just known on a surface level, but you're known on a kind of on a deep level. And for me, I would like to encourage that kind of as a new space that we kind of endeavour to find as a church. There are other spaces, you know, there's kind of the big spaces like, you know, Riverfest and meeting together on Sundays. But I suppose really what I'm trying to get at with all this is that for me, like with the smoothies, we need to have a healthy diet. we need to have like a healthy, balanced Christian walk where we're kind of getting all the necessary ingredients and nutrients. And I would say that for different members of us, we need different things at different times. So some of you guys in the room might want to go, actually, you know what? This is a time for me to really grow in my gifting or anointing. Or others of you will go, actually, you know what? I just really need to grow in my understanding. Like, there's loads of stuff I just don't get. I need to tap into that. Others of you would go, you know what? I feel like, you know, I'm an on fire disciple of Jesus. I'm totally going for God. I'm building the kingdom. But I really don't feel known. I really don't feel like I have any close friends, or I did have close friends and now they've left, or whatever. And it's up to every single one of us to look at kind of the ingredients and go, what are some of the things which I need in this family, in being a member of the family and being a disciple of Jesus? What are some of the things which I need to kind of tap into? And then identify the different spaces. I would say that actually, you know, there's a kind of a few main blocks. There's kind of the big spaces, there's the medium-sized spaces, which is kind of the small groups and stuff like that, and then there's the intimate spaces. And I think that actually all of us, we need to have like a balanced diet where we're kind of involved on some level in one of each, really, because they all offer kind of different nutrients, so to speak. Does that make sense? Is that a helpful way of thinking about it? Or is it just like overly complicated? Different smoothies, different church spaces have different smoothies. So I think there may be some people in this room who you kind of think, actually, you know, I'm in my small group and that's great. But actually, you might not be getting kind of some of the nutrients that you need. You might need to kind of leave your small group for a while and go and do something else. Or you might think, you know what, I've been doing this. I'm hanging out with this person every single week. We're prayer partners. But the reality is, I'm not growing in my gifting and anointing. They're not kind of pushing me out there, or I'm not contributing to the life of the church in the way that I necessarily should be. So I think it's all our individual responsibilities. I feel like my responsibility as a church leader and as the team is to try and provide access to the spaces and to provide good spaces for all the nutrients. And I think it's on kind of the responsibility for you guys to go, right, what do I need? What do I need to access? And come and see me or come and see the team. And I really want us to be like an amazing family where everybody's known, where everyone has friendship and love, where everyone is contributing to the life of the church in the way that they feel is like part of who they are. I really want us all to just become like just totally well-rounded, built-up, cool disciples of Jesus who really just like walk in all the fullness of like who we could be. So if Jesus grew in those things, so must we. So maybe let's take a moment's quiet, and if you could just kind of maybe just think about, you know, what are some of the things, some of the spaces, some of the things I'm involved in at the moment, you know, in church. Maybe have a look at kind of some of those things and what they represent up on the screen, and just maybe think, you know, actually, is it time for me to get someone who I'm accountable to, you know, a prayer partner, or be part of a prayer triplet, or is it time that I started getting involved in something? And maybe just have a little reflect, have a dialogue with the Lord. And just think about what you might, I suppose, what's next for you in this coming term and coming academic year.